zone, but it's offside. Number 23, Welton, was offside. Well, we have a tie game. 6:11 to go.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Mauer Electric services all brands of generators? From oil changes to diagnosis and repair, call Mauer Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Mauer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators as well as a host of other brands.
This is Larry Mauer for generator sales and service. Call Mauer Electric at 989-269-8171.
At Mauer Electric of Bad Axe, we know about everything electrical, from Ohm's Law to your local zoning codes. Hi, this is Nikki. If it's a new commercial or residential building project, call the best you can get. Call Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. Trying to fix an intermittent power issue? Do not try to do it yourself. Call Mauer Electric before it ignites a serious problem. If it's rewiring an outbuilding, an outlet, or your whole home, make the wise connection with Mauer Electric in the Westland Plaza, Bad Axe.
This is Larry Mauer. If honesty and integrity matter to you, call us at Mauer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171. We'll treat you right.
Face off at the Chargers blue line. Puck goes to the boards where Magnuson has it for Ostatoski. Tries to play it in. Welton blows it. Can't get it in either. But Vogel will shoot it in and they chase. Comes back out to center where Vogel has it again. He'll try it one more time. He's going to call it icing. He did not get across the red line. And the face off will come back into the Ostatoski zone to Jordan Brown's immediate left. 5:54 left in the game, a 1-1 tie between Ostatoski Realty and the Northgate Team 1 Chargers. Looks like we'll have a faceoff taken by number 13, Luke Gehring, against Welton. Gehring wins the faceoff. There's a maze of players, and up the left wing comes Ostatoski. Cuts to the center. Welton comes in with him. Welton didn't see it. He thought it was offside. Now it goes to the right wing boards. Welton gets it again, plays it to the center. Ostatoski takes a backhand shot, and the goalie covers up for the Chargers. Giddy Pankow made the save, then reached out with the big mitt and held on. Faceoff will be to his immediate left. Welton to take the faceoff against Gehring again, this time in the Chargers zone. We're getting set. 5-on-5 hockey here. Puck goes to the boards. Welton tries to keep it in. It does not succeed, and the puck comes off the center ice where Langley has it. Langley plays at the center for Gorkowski. Gorkowski takes a weak shot wide. Probably got blocked, and it goes into the left corner. A maze of players there. Welton can't come up with it. Gehring's looking for it. Gehring plays it deep, but Langley centers it without much luck as it comes out the center. And Ostatoski's trying to get past center and can't do it. It goes back where Gorkowski has it. Gehring is in his own zone. Nope. Comes out to center ice for Ostatoski. Breaks out, trying to go across the blue line. Welton can't corral it. It goes to the right wing boards where it's shot in by Magnuson. Magnuson, yep, he still has it. Goes, tries to center it, but without much luck. And the puck comes off the center. Ostatoski throws in again, too far from Magnuson. Welton now makes a check at the blue line, manages to keep it in, tries to get it to Magnuson. Magnuson checked the last second in the center, can't get a shot off, and the puck comes harmlessly out to center. Langley corrals in the center, but can't hold on to it. Now Ingram breaks in, along with Morneau. Morneau's coming to the center. There could be a penalty here, folks. Morneau was tripped as he tried to make a move to the center from the left wing. Another tripping call, we'll find out who that is. 21 White, 2 minutes for tripping. That would be Cora Capling. Morneau made a move on her and she couldn't quite catch up with the move, and so she put the stick out and got him. So Morneau will take the face off against Whipple in the Chargers zone. Maze of players, nothing happens. Welton tries to hold it in, can't, and it comes out to center ice where Ostatoski will try and corral it. Almost a steal by Whipple at center ice, but Amon tries, no, Amon gets checked by Whipple. Whipple winding up at center. He can't get anywhere. Morneau has it. Morneau's gonna come right on in. He's got a breakaway and he scores! He makes a check at center ice, comes across the blue line, and takes a wrist shot over the goalie's left shoulder, and now we have a 2-1 game for Ostatoski.
As a contractor, your equipment is subject to damages and losses that need specific coverage. Keep your equipment protected so you can continue business as usual with a commercial inland marine policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Receive broader coverage for large mobile equipment such as bulldozers, graders, hoists, tractors, and more. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure with Auto Owners Insurance.
Hi, this is Sean McVay. We've been insuring Thumb Area contractors since 1881. I can customize a plan specifically for your operation. We can save you money. For a no obligation quote, contact the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 989-269-9977.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans, Auto Owners Insurance and McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Oh, Lordy, I just love this season. I can't stop dancing around. I'm just so excited about the warmer temperatures, the sun shining, but most of all, the mail. Yep, you guessed it, tax season.
Usually, normal people don't get as excited about their taxes as I am.
But once I finish, that means one thing, income tax return, baby.
What, you're not expecting to get much back? Well, let me share a little secret with you. Forget the IRS. Go visit Thumb Cellular. Just upgrade your current phone, and they'll give you a return you'll never forget. Any customer who upgrades their service or adds a new phone to their account will get $100 to spend any way they wish. You hear that? 100 smackers. Listen, if you want an HTC Merge that costs $49, then use your 100 clams towards it. Also looking for a new headset and CLA? Use your remaining $51 to pay for it. Are you coming around yet? It's such a great season, isn't it? Hey, by the way, no W-2 form needed.
Terms of service apply. Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
Face-off at center ice. The puck goes in offside into the Chargers zone. We'll have a face-off on the Chargers blue line. We have a 2-1 game here for Ossentosky Realty. We have 3 minutes and 57 seconds left in the second period. Morneau will take the face-off against Gehring. Amon plays the puck in, chases it. He gets checked by Daniel Rakowski in the board. Puck comes up the board for Parisot as it's center ice. Parisot plays it in the left wing, onside, but the defense will corral it there. Oh, Morneau makes a check. He comes in on the left wing. He's trying to do a backhand, can't. He tries the center, and he does in the center where Parisot has it. He shoots it back at Morneau. Morneau can't get to it, and it looks like Wright will have it on the left wing. Wright gets checked, he hangs on with it, keeps it, he makes a nice pass to Sosnowski. Sosnowski has a chance. Oh, there's a shot just wide, just misses the left post. The goalie's left post. Whipple keeps it in at the point. It's kept in again. Now it comes out to center ice where the Chargers will. Oh, Amon gets checked by Rakowski, can't hang on to it. Ingram gets checked by Gehring, and Gehring will try and break out. Gehring breaks out for the Chargers. He checked at center by Tolbert. Tolbert breaks it in. Oh, there's a check along the boards. Ingram got Tolbert. Ouch. Wright comes in on the left side, has trouble with the puck, is trying to pass it. He gets it in, goes in himself. He comes back to Gehring at the point. It's centered. There's a backhand shot, doesn't get through by Sosnowski. Sosnowski can't catch up with Morneau. Morneau comes across center. He breaks into the center of the ice, and he gets checked at the last second by Gorkowski. Tolbert has it at the blue line, can't keep it in, now gets it in. Amon traces it, but he won't reach it, and Wright will try and play it up the left wing. Parisot shoots it in, just barely across the line. It's played back out with the pass into the center for Sosnowski. He can't reach it. It's brought in by Gehring. Gehring loses it, but Wright follows up. Wright gets checked by Welton. Rakowski has a weak shot to center, doesn't go anywhere, and the puck comes down the ice. We may have an icing call here. No, it won't go far enough. And number 19, Tyler Gorkowski has to play it. Plays it off the center. Tolbert intercepts, shoots it in, but it's going to be on a delayed offside so the Chargers can play it out safely. Tolbert corrals it at center, tries to keep it at center, can't. It goes into the zone where Langley chases it. Oh, well, that's not offside. Looks, oh, not offside again. So we're Ossentosky plays it out on the right wing, Parisot. Parisot's checked by Gorkowski. Puck goes back in, Gehring has it. Gehring tries to come up to center, but Welton checks him. Magason and Welton tried to break into the zone. Get a little sticks up, but no call. And the puck goes.